I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. While the national conversation is dominated by the election, terrorism, intelligence failures, and the war in Iraq, the Unger Report is preoccupied, at least today, with actress Gwyneth Paltrow's back and health care. To tell us why the former is relevant to the latter is, of course, the man himself, Brian Unger.
Hello, Madeline.
Hi, Brian. Now, the connection between Gwyneth and health care.
Well, it's easy to dismiss the strange circles on Gwyneth Paltrow's back as irrelevant, not worthy of a New York Post front page. Maybe it is. Or a lead story you wouldn't see on the local TV news in Los Angeles. Well, then again, maybe you would. But it would be easy to label the burned epidermis of one of Hollywood's leading ladies as merely titillating.
Let's just pretend it is relevant. What happened?
Well, the New York Post, Madeline, shocked the world on Friday with a cover photo of Gwyneth Paltrow at the New York premiere of the new Will Ferrell movie, Anchorman. Now, the photograph showed Ms. Paltrow wearing a black dress off the shoulder, exposing a back covered with welts the size of half dollars, sort of like perfectly round, precision-made hickeys.
It sounds very mysterious. What caused these oval marks?
Well, first, there was speculation that aliens had landed on Paltrow's back, leaving behind mysterious crop circles on her skin. But a closer look revealed these weren't crop circles, Madeline. They were man-made.
By?
Well, these brownish marks on Paltrow's back were apparently from a Chinese medicine therapy called cupping, in which glass cups containing heated air are placed on the skin, causing a vacuum and thus temporary burn-like marks. You can see the allure.
Absolutely. Sounds absolutely attractive.
Fun.
But fun, yes. A fun day in the sun. What are the benefits of this?
Well, the therapy is used to relieve what is called stagnation. That's a health issue in traditional Chinese medicine and a Hollywood career problem.
What causes this stagnation?
Well, in Hollywood, bad choices, bad acting. In Chinese medicine, bad qi.
Qi, now that would be the vital force thought to be inherent in all things.
Yes, and of course, as you know, the unimpeded circulation of qi and a balance of its negative and positive forms in the body are held by practitioners of Chinese medicine to be essential to good health.
And I understand that cupping is often prescribed for pain relief or curing respiratory illnesses.
Yes, and whereas spooning used to be the most popular skin-related ritual named after a kitchen utensil, cupping is gaining popularity as an alternative healing technique. In ancient China, Madeline, practitioners, they would use hollowed-out animal horns, then later bamboo, ceramic, iron, of course, brass. Now it's done almost exclusively with glass.
Now, cupping, related to healthcare, how?
Well, it raises the most important question. Will Paltrow's health insurance reimburse her for cupping? Of course, celebrities have the best access to care and the best insurance, and for good reason. We can't have them looking sickly.
No, no.
But like so many important issues facing us domestically, it took a celebrity, not a politician, to remind us that most Americans don't have access to cupping, aren't insured for cupping, and many have no health insurance at all.
You know, Brian, I would never have made the connection between Gwyneth Paltrow and healthcare.
Well, that's why I'm here. And sometimes it takes a cupping incident like this to get the media talking about healthcare in a political season and the fact that Paltrow apparently doesn't own a dress that covers her shoulders. And that, Madeline, is today's Unger Report.
Brian Unger, thank you very much.
You are most welcome.